Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
And welcome into another edition of On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. For more than 40 years, the professionals at the Certified Financial Group have been answering questions for listeners every week on WDBO's On the Money, and have become Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in program. It is the only call-in program where the hosts are Certified Financial Planner Professionals, and they're here live, and you can talk to them on air. It is not a pre-recorded infomercial. And you can call them now at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326. Is one of the oldest and largest independent financial planning firms in the area. The CFP professionals have more than 400 years of combined experience providing financial planning and asset management to Central Florida families. And it's been happening for more than 40 years. Good morning. We welcome in Joe Burt and Denise Kovach. Good morning. What kind of calls will we be taking?
Well, as we have been for now for more than 30 years, Denise and I are here to take the calls, questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, decisions that you're trying to make regarding your 401k, regarding an IRA, regarding long-term health care, life insurance, reverse mortgages, annuities, all that stuff and more, the things that Denise and I and now 13 other Certified Financial Planner Professionals deal with our clients day in and day out, providing investment management and financial planning for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we're here absolutely free. And as Chris stated in his opening remarks, this is not a one-hour infomercial. We are here to take your calls, answer your questions, things we deal with day in and day out, helping our clients get to and through their retirement years. If you have any questions about anything that I mentioned or anything else, please feel free to pick up a call, because we have some open lines, and those numbers are... And I see Chris is typing in some stuff. That number is 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326, or 844-580-WDBO. And we'd be glad to take your call. And I see he's got some calls lined up, busy typing away. There's another call that just floated in. Ah, busy morning. They must have heard Denise is on, not me. So Denise is here, the lovely Denise Kovach. And I mentioned now, with 13 other Certified Financial Planners, I want to give a shout out to our newest addition to the CFG family as a Certified Financial Planner, Jessica Hall. We're delighted and honored to have her join our crew. And she's the youngest member of the crew. And this shows the longevity that we're planning here at Certified Financial Group to help our clients. As I've told my clients over the years, the good news for them is that we are not a one-man band. Denise and I are supported now by 13 other Certified Financial Planners. I like to say Certified Financial Group is like a big hospital. People come here, and all of us have our own clients, our own patients, and we work with our clients. But if one of the doctors is out or something happens to one of the doctors, the good news for you is there is longevity with our firm. This is not a one- or two-man show. We have been built to last. We've been here for more than 40 years, and hope maybe another 40 years to come. So I see some calls already lined up, Chris.
Oh, yeah. We got them hot and fresh this morning. We're going to start in Melbourne. Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, I've been over to your place, and I met a Mr. Abley, is it?
Yes, sir. Gary Abley.
And... It made a very positive impression, both a CPA and a certified financial planner. I was extremely impressed with the way he told me about your operations and everything. And also, I was very pleased to know that if I needed, even if I wasn't a 100% full client, that you have some of your 14 experts that I could pay a fee for, and they would do individual work. Is that correct?
That's what we do. We're here to help our clients. You know, some financial planning firms only want to deal with the doctors or with certain types of folks. You know, we've built this firm on helping clients, and that's why we do this show on a Saturday morning, to provide advice. But you're right, and you're right about Gary. He's a great guy. He's a certified financial planner as well as a CPA. In fact, he's holding a workshop this morning. What's the workshop about, Denise?
Let's see. That workshop is about, will your savings last a lifetime? So that's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning through 12, and I think there's light refreshments.
There is. In fact, Gary told me to mention on the air this morning, if you want to stop by for that, he's got some open seats. He'd be delighted to have you. You can learn all about Gary and what he does and how he works with his clients, and this is good information. So once again, it's, will your savings last a lifetime? And this is important for folks that are at or near their retirement years. You can come on by. Our office is right here in Altamont Springs, 1111 Douglas Avenue. The information is absolutely free. It starts at 10, ends at noon. He has some refreshments, and if you want more information, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, and click on events. Anything else you want to say, Bill? Sure, go ahead.
I just have one question. That is this. This guy, Biden, Powell says he's going to, or the word is that he can have up to, and I think it's shocking if it is, up to 12 small increases in the Federal Reserve rate. And of course, then they say, after you have these kind of things, we've already had one quarter of decline. If the next quarter in May is, I mean, the next month in our quarter, I guess it is, next quarter is a decline, then we're in a recession. And they say that's a high probability. So my question is very simple. Given commodities that like precious metals, or even a lot of these big guys, big banks like PNC and MasterCard have invested in cryptic coins. I can't figure out why, but what do you think is the best hedge for inflation? What are some of the best hedges, would you suggest?
Well, the ones that are common are typically commodities, real estate, and believe it or not, stocks, because stocks are dollar denominated. Bonds, unfortunately, because of what rising interest rates are going to be impacted. However, stocks in the long run also are a great inflation hedge. If you look at the history of inflation, look at the history of the S&P 500, it exceeds what inflation does. Now, it's not a smooth ride, but you know, those are the kinds of things that we've recommended to our clients and that we use, Bill.
When you talk about stocks, are you talking about things that we all need, like public soup? Well, that's a private corporation. But are you talking about basic stuff that we always need? Is that your emphasis, as opposed to?
No, well, no. We're not stock pickers, Bill. In fact, I'm sure Gary mentioned that to you. We our strength is finding the very, very best money managers out there to pick those stocks for our clients using no-load mutual funds and ETFs and building portfolios around them. And as you may know, mutual funds invest across the board depending on what your objective is, whether it's growth, value, large cap, small cap, international. And our job is to not pick any particular sector. Our job is to build diversified portfolios with quality to get you through the good times and the bad. Now, that being said, when markets do what they're doing, you're not immune from what goes on. I mean, that's the price that we pay to get long-term returns and get returns better than you get stuffing it in a savings account. Your money should not be invested if you expect to need it in the next year. This is true whether this time or a year from now or 2 years from now. What I'm saying is you should never invest money that you're going to need short-term to buy a house, put your kids through college, pay for a wedding, buy a car, those kinds of things. Investing is long-term. Investing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And unfortunately, we're so used to looking at what's it doing today, how'd my portfolio do today, and in the long run, you end up burning yourself. So I don't know if that answers your question, Bill, but that's the way we're doing. I want to mention once again to our listeners, if you want more information, will your savings last to a lifetime? Come on by our office this morning at 10 o'clock. Denise and I will be here on the program until then. Stop in, say hello, and Gary's doing his workshop from 10 to noon. It is absolutely free, and we hope to see you there.
Well, further to what Bill was saying, you know, I'm reading that small caps, value stocks, and real estate in the next several months are supposed to you know, like we can predict, to outperform. But all of those, my clients, and I'm sure your clients, own in a, well, like you were talking about, diversified portfolio. Not only do you own small cap growth, you own small cap value, large cap growth, large cap value, real estate, fixed income, and so forth and so on. So as Joe was saying, if you have a good quality portfolio invested in some good funds, then, you know, regardless of when we have corrections, it's not if, it's when, you know, we'll make it through this, and don't use your emergency money to be invested.
Right.
So makes a lot of sense.
Appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks so much. And I see we've got another call lined up there. Chris?
Yeah, let's go ahead. And actually, you know what we'll do? We'll hit the three big things that we got to do here. That way we can make sure Jim gets enough time.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so we'll take a quick break. But we got plenty more lines open, too, at 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-WDBO. We got Jim in Winter Park. We got Leon and Kissimmee. And then who's up next? 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group on WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. Open lines for you at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326. Let's go to Jim calling in from Winter Park.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
What's
good
up?
Good morning. Well, I was watching Kudlow on TV last week, and he mentioned I-bonds.
Uh-huh.
He said because of, I believe it was because of inflation, they're paying like 10%. Nothing about I-bonds, so could you fill me in on I-bonds?
I think the new rate is 10.3, It was 7.12.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And he's 100% right. Those are obviously bonds issued by the federal government. You're limited to $10,000 per person per year. You have to buy them yourself. You can't buy them through a brokerage account. We can't buy them for our clients. However, you go to treasurydirect.com and place your order. You've got to hold it to maturity, which is 5 years, to get the interest. If you cash it out before the 5 years, you'll give up 3 months of interest, and it's a liquid after 1 year. So that's kind of what's going on.
And if you don't cash it out, it still earns interest for over a 30-year period.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And like he said, hold it for 12 months is the first restriction. And even though you can cash it out after 12 months, there will be that 3 month period of interest that you have.
And this is receiving a lot of interest for the reasons we've said, Jim. It's a way to park some idle cash. Unfortunately, you can't put a lot of money into it. For some people, $10,000 is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I understand. But if you know you have a very large portfolio, put some in there. It's a lot better than you get on a savings account today, or certainly a CD. But there are some restrictions, and you need to be aware of them. But it's guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the government. So if you want more information about that, go to treasurydirect.gov. Does that help you, Jim?
Well, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Yes, appreciate the call.
Thanks for that call, Jim. If you want to take Jim's line, we got open lines at 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Is there somebody taking calls at the office today, too?
As a matter of fact, Charles Curry is taking calls off the air. If you want to reach him directly, you can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTIVES if you're executing a legal document. And if the line is busy, please leave a message and he promises to get you back. This is for our listeners that may have a more detailed question or want to have a little bit of personal conversation. Charles is also a certified financial planner. Charles has 20 years experience in the business, 10 years of it with SunTrust before they became Truist, and 10 years with Charles Schwab and Company. And he joined our firm a couple years ago, and we're glad to have him with us. So once again, you can reach him at 407-869-9800.
All right, and our number here is 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We've got about 3 minutes until the break here. I don't want to dive into our topic of the day. I feel like we should save that and really get in deep.
Why don't we tease the topic so we'll let listeners know what's coming up?
But
you've got something else you want to cover, so go ahead.
Chris?
Oh, I was going to say that I thought you were going to tease the topic there and then go from there. But the topic we're going to talk about is having the financial talk with your parents, which I think right now a lot of people are probably not necessarily on the mind just because of how much stuff is going on right now. Like, I think that's one of those things that may, you know, fall by the wayside for a lot of people, only because your parents have always been the ones taking care of you financially, and they've been the ones to have the financial talk with you, as opposed to you having the financial talk with them. I don't know. That's kind of where my perspective is on that, but we can dive into that coming up. But in the meantime, why don't we tell everyone about ScoreMyFunds.com?
Well, ScoreMyFunds.com is basically an avenue that you can use to score your funds. How good are they as compared to their peers? Do they have a great fund manager? What's the performance like? What's the risk like? We look at all kinds of things to tell you what type of investments you actually own. If it's bright green, that's good, right? That's in the top quartile.
Yep, dark green.
Mm-hmm. If it's light green, it's still in the top half. If it's yellow, we've got some things to look at. And if it's red, it's not acceptable, right?
Yep, you got it. And we do that absolutely free for our clients. It's what we go through on a regular basis to determine whether or not we want to use that investment for our clients or if it should be pruned from their current portfolio. It's done by the Center for Fiduciary Studies, and we provide that to our clients absolutely free. So if you'd like to get your funds scored, either in your IRA, your brokerage account, your 401k, you just go to scoremyfunds.com, scoremyfunds.com. There's a pull-down menu. If you don't know the ticker, just put in the name. It'll give you the ticker, and then we will send you a report within 48 hours, absolutely free. And if you'd like to follow up and discuss what you have and how it might be improved, we'd be glad to do that as well. But once again, we provide that for a service for our WDBO listeners. So if you want more information and see what that's all about, go to scoremyfunds.com.
That's scoremyfunds.com. And the most important thing, again, it's free. It's a free service that you provide. You don't have to, you know, be somebody who's a client of the Certified Financial Group. This is something that they do just to help out. It's something that they do a little extra mile to really kind of help out everyone who's investing in stuff. Because I think a lot of people, especially after what happened with the Reddit craze of investing, I'm sure there are still people out there that have no idea what they've invested into, and they've probably invested into stuff.
Well, it's interesting. The Reddit craze and the Robinhood is enthusiasm has dwindled quite a bit. In recent times, I think the folks that had extra money because of what was going on with the government throwing money at trying to fix things, they burned through that money and now they're out of the market. So, and that was may have been, in fact, I'm sure that's what drove a lot of the increase in prices in the market in 2020 and 2021. So times are changing.
They definitely are. I think you're right. I think that was maybe like a quarantine / just sitting around bored type of thing. And now that things have opened back up and gone back to normal to an extent, a lot of people have realized that they don't actually know what they're doing in investing and should probably save their money in a better fashion.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing. Hey, we got plenty of open lines for you and plenty more show coming up. Give us a call at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. We got open lines for you at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326. We've got Joe Burt and Denise Kovach with us here on the show this week. And let's go ahead and jump into our topic of the day while you go ahead and fill up our phone lines at 844-580-WDBO. We teased it in the last segment, but having the financial talk with your parents, as I mentioned before, it's probably something that falls by the wayside, only because as kids, you know, and you're taken care of by your parents, they have the financial talks with you. But at some point, you have to have the financial talk with them as they get older.
Absolutely, Chris. You know, with age-related issues such as worsening eyesight, physical deterioration, dementia, Alzheimer's, keeping track of your retirement nest egg and monthly bills can really become challenging. Statistics have shown that the cognitive—that's easy.
Easy for you to say.
Cognitively, and I'm not cognitively impaired, make more financial errors than those do not. And the impairment not only affects the ability to pay bills, it allows one to become easier prey for con artists and scammers who would cheat the elderly out of their money as well. A Go Banking Rate survey found that 73% of adults haven't had detailed conversations with their parents about their finances. And according to a Fidelity Investments survey, having conversations with your aging parents has a positive effect on them. In fact, peace of mind jumped from 61% to 91% when comparing parents who had not had detailed conversations with those who have. So, you know, like Chris said, many children don't think they should ever have this conversation because they don't think their parents' finances are any of their business. But while I can understand the reluctance, they don't realize there's a good chance that their parents' finances will be their business at some point. And it's best to have a plan and a discussion before an emergency rises. Do you have, you know, do your parents have an estate plan? Basically, do they have the documents, a trust, a will, a power of attorney, a healthcare surrogate, a living will? Are they in place? If so, where are they? If they're not, where are they?
Right.
You know, so you want to be sure to get these in order. And how do they pay their bills? If something were to happen, you need to make sure that the bills get paid. If they write checks, you may want to offer to help them establish an online automatic bill paying system. Get as many details as possible about any insurance policies they may have, the sources of income, and do they have any debts? Where are their financial accounts? What are their online accounts and what are the passwords? Who do they want to take care of everything in case they can no longer do it themselves? Is this person the power of attorney? These conversations can't wait, and as difficult as they might seem, the consequences of not having them can be far worse.
Yeah, having those documents in place, particularly the durable power of attorney. When we see people that are widowed or divorced and are on their own and they're opening up accounts with us, of course, we ask, you know, who do you want to have as the beneficiary? So we'll set those up in what we call TOD or transfer on death, which means it automatically passes the survivor without going through probate. But occasionally they'll have accounts that that perhaps they opened years ago and they're sitting somewhere else and they don't have them set up as TOD. And we asked our clients, if you have a durable power of attorney, send it to us. We'll put it on electronic file. We'll keep it private, of course. But if something happens to you and someone calls here, we cannot give them any information, whether it's your husband, unless it's a joint account, children, you know, whatever, even no matter how you're related, if it's your account and your name alone, we cannot discuss that with someone without having that information, that durable power of attorney on file. And it's a very easy document to get. It's very inexpensive. I would suggest all of our clients have that as a document, as a number one document for yourself. And then once you have that in place, then you want to have your will and perhaps a trust if you have a more complicated financial situation, healthcare surrogate, because you need the ability to have somebody go in to your doctor and get medical information, because your doctor can't just hand that out. That's why when you go in the doctor, they want to know who your survivors are, who your relatives are. So you want to have these things enforced, and you want to have them enforced before you need it. It's like having a fire extinguisher. You got to have it and be sure it works before you smell the fire or see the fire.
That's a good analogy.
Yep.
That's very true.
Yep.
It can be very complicated and very costly and time-consuming if these documents are not in place.
Yes, so we're not attorneys, but we know what you need to have. And if you don't have an attorney, we can direct you to someone that can handle that for you very, very economically. So once again, if you want more information about what we do and how we do it, you can go to financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, learn all about us. There's an estate planning link right there as well if you want more information. But as Denise laid out for you, having this stuff in place, not only the legal documents, but, you know, discussing with your parents, you know, really what's it look like? If something happens to you, how do we cover those bills? If we need long-term health care, and parents don't want to talk about that for various reasons, but, you know, it's inevitable. Unless the good Lord takes you home in your sleep at night, you're going to need care somewhere, either in your home or somebody's going to have to take care of you. How do we pay for it? What do we need to do? Get those things lined up. Once it's done, you've got peace of mind. If there's any holes, at least you have an opportunity to fix them. And you know, we have these honest-to-God, face-to-face conversations with our clients. I know Denise does, I do, all of our planners, because financial planning is far more than just manage your money. You know, we manage, like I've said, over $2.5 billion with clients in 36 states. But that's a part of what we do. We do many, many different things for our clients, and I think that's what separates us as certified financial planners as opposed to folks that just want to take your money and invest it. Investing is what makes it happen, but if you don't have the other things in place and haven't given it some thought, you really don't have a financial plan, and that's why we're certified financial planners.
Is there a specific time or maybe point that you think people should start having this conversation with their parents? Is like an age that you would say would be a good time, or is there just kind of like whenever?
Well, probably after you've had a few drinks, you know. So, it depends. It depends on the family dynamics.
Exactly.
You know, and that's a challenge because some families, the dynamics aren't so hot. And, you know, it depends on the family dynamics and the openness. And you know, the parents need to understand that the kids don't want to necessarily get the money and the kids want to put their parents' mind at ease. And, you know, it's a whole challenge that's got to be worked through. In some cases, it can be done. In some cases, unfortunately, it can't. And Denise and I have seen in cases where it can't be worked and trying to untangle or trying to fix a thing, it gets to be a mess and is very costly. So,
well, I was going to say, how much harder is it after the fact, you know?
And it's, yeah. I mean,
you got to go through boxes.
Yes.
You know, find statements, find, you know, where's this, where's that, you know, and they quite frankly may not uncover everything. Yeah. So that a financial account could be just sitting out there and nobody knows about it.
An old 401k that they left at their old employer or an insurance policy that was paid up. They're no longer making insurance premium payments because it's been paid up and you don't know that it's there. So all those things are out there. And there's hundreds of billions of dollars floating around out there that people have not claimed. For that reason. Now, the state of Florida has the treasure chest. You can look at, you know, do a search. And if, you know, you have some of this unclaimed stuff. And I found money, not from parents or anything, but from accounts that people owed us money. And for some reason, it got returned because of bad address or whatever. And our company has collected a fair amount of money over the years. So once again, those things are things you need to consider.
And another thing, if you think about it, the financial organizers or the profiles that we have,
yes,
and we complete when we meet with our clients, we're pretty thorough on that. So it's a good reference point if, God forbid, some of that happens, mm-hmm, where the children aren't, relating to their parents in this regard. They can come to us, of course, with the certain documents, the death certs, if they're the beneficiaries, and we can talk to them and say, okay, based on our notes, this is everything that we see that they have.
Yes.
And we assist in that regard a lot.
Yeah. And it's not uncommon today to have the parents bring in the children, mm-hmm, and vice versa. In fact, next week we're meeting with someone who's she's probably got to be in her late 50s or 60s, and she's bringing her mom. Her mom is recently widowed, want to get things straightened out. So we do this, you know, it's intergenerational. We're now on probably the fourth generation of clients being here for 40 years that we've helped clients, get through their financial life. So if you want more information about what we do and how we do it as certified financial planners, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. You can learn all about Denise and me and the 13 other certified financial planners with the addition of Jessica Hall, our recent certified financial planner professional that has joined the firm and is with us now.
Congrats, Jess.
Yes.
Congrats. Yeah, it's exciting. Expanding more and more. Let's go ahead and check out some of these text questions that we have. I've got one here that I plan to retire at age 62, but will delay taking Social Security until my full retirement age of 67. My benefit at age 67 is $2,250 a month. Is this amount based on me working until age 67? And if so, will my benefit grow for those 5 years?
Well, Chris, when Social Security estimates your benefits, it assumes that you're going to continue working until your full retirement age at your current level of earnings. So if you stop working at 62, your benefit won't increase from earnings past that age, but they will continue to grow due to any cost of living that's associated with it.
And that's really important because clients get that Social Security estimate and they look at it and they might get it when they're 55 or 60 and assume that that's what they're going to get when they pull the trigger. And once again, as Denise said, Social Security assumes that you're going to work to your full retirement age at your current level of income. And now you can go to SSA
.gov
and mm-hmm. estimator, right? Slash estimator?
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
slash estimator. And you can put in your exact situation, when I'm going to work and how long I'm going to continue getting, or and you can change the income levels too, and it'll spit out a projection for you. Now, they don't know what the cost of living will be, what those adjustments are, but at least they'll give you an idea and what that adjustment might be if you plan on retiring early.
There you go.
Good stuff there. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll get the three big things you need to know. We got some more questions on the other side of the break, and we can take some more of your calls as well at 844-580-WDBO. That is 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. Open lines for you, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Before the break, we talked a little about the whole Robinhood Reddit phase of investing. And Joe, during the break, you mentioned that you actually read a book on this recently. That might be helpful.
Yeah, for our listeners that might not be familiar with those terms, they're very popular, particularly with the younger generation. Back in when they got that flush of money back in 2020 and 2021, there are many people, you know, becoming Warren Buffetts in their basement and took that money and wanted to, you know, invest it. And they went out to the Reddit bulletin board, look at what's going on, and went and joined Robinhood, where you can do your trades free. And there a lot of people did not so good, but there was a book written about some folks that what they did and how they did it and what happened to them. It's called Unsocial Network, and it's a fascinating book, easy to read, and it kind of gives you some insight into what that whole stuff going on that you read about, where people making millions and losing millions, and how they did it and what they did it and so on and so forth. And you'll find it fascinating. I want you to understand that this isn't investing. This is speculating. And people need to understand that when you're working with money, there's two things you can do with it. You can speculate with it and hope to make a quick hit, which is the Robinhood Reddit routine, or you can invest it for the long term, knowing what your goals are, figuring out how to get there the safest way possible. And that's what we do as certified financial planners for our clients.
Well, but, and I would say, Joe, that, you know, a lot of the people that got hyped up into that phase was around my age, right? It's a probably, you know, 25 to 35 year olds. And I can attest that most of them lost money. Almost all of them lost money doing this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you the worst thing that can happen to you is to make money early and continue to think you're going to make money and you lose it all. And that's what's happened to many folks, unfortunately. But hopefully it wasn't a lot of money. And if you did it early on in your lifetime, you can recover from it because you didn't lose the family farm. But for some folks that did it, there's been some severe cases, unfortunately, some suicides. Mm. And it's, you know, you're playing with fire, frankly. You get your hopes all up, you know, you think you're doing good, you're going to retire, you get made these millions, and the next thing you know, I've lost it all.
Well, you know, when people buy into things like that, or they buy just one particular company, you know, yep. I try to share the analogy. It's like, let's pretend you're in New York City in an office building that's 100 stories up and you want to hit the elevator button and go down to your car and go home. Well, there's two elevators there and you hit the button and they both open up. But you know that the one on your right has one cable supporting it and the one on your left has hundreds of cables supporting it. Which one, Joe, would you get in?
If I knew, I'd take the one on the left.
Because?
A little safer
because there's hundreds of cables,
right.
You know, it really represents, you know, the one with the one cable basically represents Enron. What happened to Enron back in the
right.
early 2000s?
Right.
It went under, and a lot of people not only lost their jobs, they lost their 401ks too, because they had invested in
one
Enron.
Company. Yep.
So you get into the other elevator, it represents an exchange traded fund. It represents a mutual fund. You own hundreds of companies. So if in one of those mutual funds you own Enron, there's going to be a bump in the road.
But you're not even going to feel it for the most part.
Absolutely. Yep. So For your long-term money, it needs to be well-diversified, allocated towards your risk tolerance. Don't let volatility spook you. Keep your eyes on your goal. And if you have 10 grand or 50 grand or whatever the amount is to lose, then go out and get, you know, something that makes you crazy.
trying to pick individual stocks is a very difficult thing to do because you need three things. You need time, temperament, and talent. You need the time to do the analysis as to why that company is something you ought to consider. You want to understand the industry. You need to understand what's going on internally, what the labor situation is, where their product line is, where their cash flow is. So you need time. You need the temperament to stick with your decision. You know, you've done all the analysis. You feel strongly about it, but no company goes straight up. And so when you have a decline, Amazon recently, are you going to stick with it? Are you going to buy into the negative things that are being said about it right now? So you need the temperament to stick with your convictions. And as part of the time, you need the talent to be able to analyze the balance sheets, to analyze the industry, to analyze the company, the management, and all that stuff. And that's why we strongly believe and why we use no-load mutual funds and ETFs, where you have the very best managers that spend tens of millions of dollars every year analyzing these companies, doing their due diligence, traveling to the companies, understanding the industry, what they're up against, and making the decisions for you. And our job as certified financial planners is to build portfolios using the very best money managers in the world, using our discipline system of sorting through them. We have no house funds. We have no house brand. There's nothing with our name on it. We have pick and choose from virtually any investment that's out there, and we do that. We use two major custodians where your money would live at Fidelity or TD Ameritrade, so the money is not here, so we can't become a Bernie Madoff, and that's kind of your protection. What we become is your guardian angel, your advisor, to try to get you through the good times and bad, and to get you through your long-term goals. That sounds like a commercial. It was.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad, though. Yeah. Not bad, though. Right.
So I want to once again suggest Charles Curry is at our office right now. If you want to reach him right now to ask a question that you might have regarding your personal finances or make an appointment for his upcoming workshop on Social Security planning, you can find out more information about that. Go to our website, financialgroup.com, or you can call him right now at 407-869-9800. 407-869-9800.
And don't forget, you can check out scoremyfunds.com. We talked about that earlier on the show. A great asset for you that they provide for free at the Certified Financial Group. That's scoremyfunds.com. And also, don't forget to go on that website and sign up for their Social Security Planning Basic Rules and Claiming Strategies. That's a workshop coming up on May 18th. So get ready for that one. You want to sign up now because that will fill up. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group on WDBO.